Okay, so picture this. It's Tuesday morning, you're a training manager, or, maybe you're just a team lead who actually cares about their people.
Right, someone who doesn't want anyone getting injured on the job.
Exactly. And you've got this new policy, let's say, updated safety protocols for using ladders.
Riveting stuff. I can already feel the excitement.
Hey, it keeps people out of the hospital. But here's the problem. You have this policy, and it's currently a 50-page, super dense PDF just sitting on your computer.
Ah, the classic.
And the team needs to see this, like now. But you also know that if you just email them a 50-page PDF,
Zero people will read it.
not a single one.
Or they'll do the classic scroll to the bottom, click, I have read and understood, and just hope for the best. It's what I call compliance theater.
That's a great term for it, compliance theater. So you want to do better. You want to make a video, maybe a quick quiz, a podcast they can listen to on the drive-in.
The right way to do it.
But then you look at the budget, you look at the calendar, and you realize to do all of that, you're talking weeks of work and probably, what, 10 grand?
At least. And that right there, that's the training bottleneck. It's this huge disconnect in the corporate world. We know empirically that good training saves money.
Right.
Society for Human Resource Management says replacing an employee costs 6 to 9 months of their salary. So keeping people trained and happy had this massive ROI. But the way we create the training,
It's stuck in the past.
it's stuck in the 1990s.
And that is the perfect setup for our deep dive today. We are looking at two pieces of tech that are basically claiming to shatter that bottleneck. We're stacking them up. So on one side, you've got Learny. That's the platform, the destination for the training.
And on the other, the Auto Content API. That's the engine.
Exactly. And our mission today is to figure out how this engine, Auto Content, can basically act as the fuel for a platform like Learny.
And I think it's more than just making things faster. This is a fundamental shift from, manual craft, one person, one video, to what you could call programmable infrastructure.
Programmable infrastructure. That sounds very impressive. So let's break that down for let's call him Steve. Steve, the safety manager, with his ladder
Oh,
PDF.
yeah?
Let's start with the platform, with Learny. I was digging into their materials, and they are very specific about their audience. This isn't for your typical office worker, is it?
No, not at all. And that's a really critical point. Learny is built for what they call the deskless workforce.
Deskless.
So think about construction workers, retail staff, delivery drivers, nurses, the people actually running the physical world.
The front line.
Precisely.
Right.
And the big challenge with that group is you can't just pull them into a conference room for a 2-hour PowerPoint.
You lose so much productivity.
You'd lose productivity and you'd lose their attention in about 6 minutes. So Learny's whole philosophy is community microlearning.
Bite size.
Bite-sized, user-generated.
Yeah.
Think of it less like a corporate training module and more like an internal TikTok for the company.
Okay, that sounds great on a slide deck. Let's make it like TikTok.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, right? TikTok has millions of people making content for free. A company just has, Steve.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's the content gap. Learny gives you the library, the structure. It's a fantastic interface. But a library with empty shelves is, well, it's just a room.
It's useless.
One of their users, Mark Horst from King Solar, said he wanted to stitch together small bits of information.
But the stitching is the hard part. That's what takes all the time.
An immense amount of time. If you want a 60-second video that doesn't look terrible, you need a script, a voiceover, footage, editing. The data we saw said a single minute of professional video can run you anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
1 minute. Seriously.
If you're hiring an outside crew, absolutely. And even if you do it in-house, just count the hours. It all adds up. And that is the production bottleneck. Learny is hungry for new content, but your production process is linear. You can't feed the beast.
So the shelves stay empty, and we're right back where we started with the unread PDF.
Correct. And that is where the Auto Content API steps in. Their whole pitch is about decoupling ideation from production.
Okay, unpack that for me. Decoupling ideation from production, because normally those are the same thing.
Exactly. Normally, if you have the idea, you have to be the one to make it. So back to the ladder safety idea. The ideation is the policy, the facts.
Don't stand on the top rung.
Right. That's the idea.
Yeah.
In the old model, the person with that idea had to also be the producer. The idea and the execution are locked together.
I see.
Auto Content says, no, the execution, the video making, the audio recording, that's just data processing.
Yeah.
You feed our API, the raw text, the PDF, and the system handles the production. You give it the what, and the AI provides the how.
So let's really play this out. I'm Steve. I take my 50-page PDF, I upload it to the auto content system. What happens next? Because I've seen AI tools that just give you bullet points.
No, this goes way further. The API analyzes the document, it pulls out the key learning points, and then it hits what they call the explainer video endpoint.
This is where it gets visual.
This is where it gets visual. It generates a script, about 60 to 90 seconds. Then it picks an AI avatar for you. You can choose a professional woman, a casual speaker, whatever fits your brand. It syncs the lips, it adds subtitles, it even pulls in relevant background images.
All of that is automated. Stive isn't in there choosing the stock footage of ladders.
He can be, but the default is completely hands-off. You go from a text file to a finished MP4 video in just a few minutes.
I have to be the skeptic here for a second. We've all seen AI video. It can be a little weird, a little robotic. Do people actually engage with this?
That's a fair point. It's not Hollywood. It's not a Scorsese film. But you have to remember what it's replacing.
The wall of text.
Exactly. The comparison isn't AI video versus Spielberg. It's AI video versus a 50-page PDF on your phone. And for that, it's a massive upgrade. It allows for scale.
The faceless strategy.
Right. Yeah. You can generate 20 different safety videos in the time it would take to just set up the lighting for one human shoot.
Yeah.
You are flooding the learning platform with useful, consistent content.
You're filling the shelves. Okay, I want to pivot to something you said earlier. The deskless worker, the people who are driving or on a factory floor. Videos are great, but you can't watch a video while operating a forklift.
Please do not. That would require another safety video.
Right. But Learnee is all about learning in the flow of work. How does this tech stack handle those eyes-free situations?
This is where I think auto content gets really powerful. Their audio capabilities. They market themselves as an enterprise alternative to something like Notebook LM.
Oh, yeah, the Google tool. I've seen that, where the two AI voices have a conversation about a document.
It's gone viral, but it's a consumer tool. You have to do it all manually. Auto content industrializes that. You take the same safety manual, and the API transforms it into an internal podcast.
But is it that robotic text-to-speech voice? Please adhere to Section 4. Because no one will listen to that for more than 10 seconds.
No, and that's the leap in the technology. They call it multi-speaker dynamics. It simulates a dialogue. It actually creates a back-and-forth conversation, a lot like what we're doing right now.
Wait, really? So a company could generate its own little deep dive episode for every single new policy?
Theoretically, yes. Think about a delivery driver with a 20-minute trip. Can't watch a video. But they can absolutely listen to a 10-minute audio summary of the new regulations. It turns downtime into learning time.
That fits perfectly with what one of the Learnee users, Dusty Burton, was saying about integrating learning into busy lives. Audio is really the only format that works for multitasking.
And because the voice quality is so high now, it's described as natural and believable. It just feels like listening to the radio. It lowers the cognitive load. It's just friendlier.
So we've got video for when you're still, audio for when you're moving. But Learnee is mobile first. And when I think mobile today, I think vertical video. I think scrolling.
The short form imperative. It's not just for TikTok dances anymore. It's how a huge portion of the workforce consumes information. And yes, the API has a specific function for that. Create shorts.
To spit out those 9.16 vertical videos.
Exactly. Perfect for the Learnee mobile interface. But here's the really killer part, the cost. To create one of those manually, you're looking at $50 to $300.
Even for a 30-second clip.
An editor's time is money. With the API, it's about 400 credits, which works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros?
4.
Okay, that completely changes the math.
It changes the entire strategy.
Right.
At $300, you get one shot. It has to be perfect. At 4 euros, you can afford to experiment. You can do what marketing teams call creative testing at scale.
What does that mean for a training manager? Creative testing.
Okay, so for ladder safety, you make 10 different versions of the short video. One is funny, one is super serious, one uses a cartoon style, one uses the casual avatar, another uses the professional one. You post them all to Learnee.
And you see what sticks.
You see which one gets the views and the likes, and you double down on that style. You are letting the data tell you what works. You could never do that at manual production prices.
It lets Steve, the safety manager, act like a YouTuber, A/B testing everything.
Precisely.
But, and this is a big but, just because I watch a video doesn't mean I actually learned anything. Compliance isn't just, did you see it? It's, did you understand it?
Correct. And Learnee has built-in features for that, like quizzes.
So can the automation help there? Because writing good quiz questions is surprisingly difficult. You don't want the answer to just be the longest option.
We've all taken those quizzes. It's insulting. The API actually has a specific quizzes output. You feed it the same PDF, and it generates a full 26-question quiz based on the material.
So it closes the loop.
It closes the loop perfectly. The lesson and the test are generated from the exact same source of truth. No human error. No, oops, I forgot to cover that in the video. It all aligns.
I want to zoom out for a second. We've been talking about Steve and his team in one city, but a lot of these companies are global. They have teams in Germany, Brazil, Japan.
And this is usually where corporate training just falls off a cliff. The language barrier.
Yeah, HQ makes the training in English, and then 3 months later, maybe the German team gets a poorly translated PDF.
Or they're just told to use Google Translate, which for technical content can be dangerous. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. But it's not just text translation, it's resynthesis.
What does that mean, resynthesis?
It means it recreates the actual media. So you publish the safety update video in New York at 9 a.m. The API can transcribe it, translate the script, and then generate a brand new video with Spanish or German lip syncing.
How quickly?
By 9:01 a.m., the localized versions can be live on Learny.
That's suspiciously fast.
It's what allows for what you might call omnichannel ubiquity. It means you're not leaving half your workforce behind because they don't speak the same language as headquarters.
Is there a risk there, though? If the AI messes up one technical term in a German safety video.
It's a real risk. You can't just blindly trust it for life or death instructions without a quick human spot check. But the alternative is usually no training at all, or training that's 6 months out of date. This gets you 95% of the way there, instantly.
Speaking of instantly, the source material mentioned a term newsjacking.
It's a marketing term, but it applies. It means responding to breaking news. The API can be set up to monitor data feeds, industry news, government regulation sites, even Twitter.
So it's listening for triggers.
Exactly. A new regulation for the trucking industry drops at 10 a.m. The system can detect it, research it, and generate a training brief that's on Learny for all your drivers by 11 a.m.
Wow. So training moves from being historical, here's what happened last quarter, to being immediate. Here's what just happened, and here's what you need to do.
It keeps your team ahead of the curve. In some industries, information has a half-life of a few weeks. If your training takes months to create, you're always teaching history, not reality.
Okay, let's talk brass tacks, the economics of all this. You mentioned the 4 euro video. How does this change the entire budget for a training department?
It changes the model from linear to logarithmic.
Okay, break that down for me.
So traditional production is linear. You want 10 videos, you pay 10 times the cost of one video. The cost goes up in a straight line. More content, more money. Simple.
Right. Makes sense.
The API first model is logarithmic. You have a setup cost, sure. But once it's running, the marginal cost of producing the 100th video or the 1,000th is almost zero. We're talking 10 cents to turn a blog post into a podcast episode.
10 cents.
So the cost curve flattens out. You can produce a nearly infinite amount of content without an infinite budget. And then you compare that tiny cost to the cost of employee turnover.
That 1.5x salary number.
Exactly. People leave when they feel untrained and unsupported. So Learny provides the platform to stop that, and Auto Content provides the sheer volume of material needed to make that platform truly effective.
So Learny is the factory floor where all the workers are,
mm-hmm.
And Auto Content API is the machinery churning out the parts they need to do their jobs.
That's a great analogy. You can have the most beautiful factory in the world, but if your supply chain is broken, nothing gets built. This combination fixes the knowledge supply chain.
So let me ask the final question. What happens to Steve, our safety manager? Is he out of a job if an AI writes the script, makes the video, and designs the quiz?
No, Steve doesn't get fired. Steve gets a promotion, or at least his job becomes way more strategic. He's no longer a manual creator. He's not fiddling with editing software on a Tuesday afternoon.
He becomes a curator.
He becomes a broadcast network executive. A TV exec doesn't hold the camera right. They manage the flow of information. They look at the data coming out of Learny and decide what needs to be taught next. He moves from asking, how do I make this, to why are we teaching this?
That's a really powerful shift. It frees him up to actually get out and talk to his team.
Which is the one thing the AI can't do. It can explain the ladder policy, but it can't tell you why the team on the ground hates the new ladders.
It's been a fascinating look at how these two tools really stack up. But before you wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're entering a world where creating very high-quality content is becoming effectively free and instantaneous. If every company can generate 1,000 training videos a day, The competitive advantage is no longer what you know.
It's how fast you can transfer that knowledge.
Exactly. The speed of transfer is the new currency. But here's the real question. In a world of infinite automated content, does human curation become the ultimate luxury? Or is that human intervention just the next bottleneck we're about to eliminate?
That is the question of the decade, isn't it?
Right.
I think for now, the human is still the pilot. But the plane is getting very, very good at flying itself.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.